Italy relaxes health pass rules after ending coronavirus state of emergency. By Chris Tomlinson on April 3, 2022. As of April 1, Italy has begun to relax Wuhan virus restrictions, including the country's health pass system, allowing people to use outdoor dining areas and local public transport without one. Unvaccinated and untested Italians will once again be able to dine outdoors at restaurants and bars, which will no longer require customers to present the green pass, which is available to fully vaccinated people along with those who have recently recovered from the coronavirus and those who produce a recent negative test. Indoor dining will still require the customers to present the green pass. However, along with outdoor events featuring large numbers of attendees, newspaper Il Giornale reports. Local public transport no longer requires the presence of the green pass, although an FFP2 mask must be worn while on buses, subways, and other forms of transit. Longer distance trains and air travel will still require the green pass until April 30, with some exceptions in Sicily and the Tremiti Islands. Italy currently requires all people over the age of 50 to be fully vaccinated, and while the mandate is expected to last until mid-June, those over 50 will now be allowed to attend their workplaces with the basic green pass rather than the super green pass, which does not allow for a negative test as an alternative to vaccination or proof of recent recovery. An estimated 600,000 Italians over the age of 50 were referred to the Italian tax agency earlier this month for not complying with the vaccine mandate, which was passed in January and came into force in February, and face a fine of €100, £84/$110. Tourism will also be affected by the new rules as travelers are no longer required to present the green pass at all to access all hotels and other accommodations in Italy. Hotel restaurants and bars will also no longer have to ask for the green pass as long as they are solely reserved for the hotel customers. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.